Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi is continuing for Tu B'Av, Chag Sameach. We are in chapter 3 of Beitzah, Mishnah Vav. Ein nimnin ala behema lechatchila biyom tov. We do not count people into a group on an animal from the beginning on a yom tov. Now what happens is if you have a cow and you're a butcher, you don't slaughter the cow just for one man or one family. Without refrigeration or freezer, most of the meat would be wasted. So they'd round up a group of people, a group of families, who would buy into the animal before Shechita. So we don't want to do that on Yom Tov, because they're talking about prices and quantities, and it's like a business deal. Aval, but what you can do, nimnin malehem erev Yom Tov. You can make the group, make the arrangement of who gets how many pounds or which cuts, do that right before Yom Tov. Then on Yom Tov, they can slaughter the animal, which is mutter for ochel nefesh, and then divide the meat then. Rabbi Yehuda adds an option, shokel adam basar k'neged akli k'neged akopitz. So if somebody's selling meat on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to mention the prices and to weigh the exact amounts. What you could do is put your meat cleaver or some sort of kli that you normally don't use for weighing on one side of the scale and the piece of meat on the other side of the scale. And then after Yom Tov is over, you could go back and weigh that kli or that cleaver and find out how much that person purchased. The Chachamim Omrim, but the other sages disagree. They say, Ein mashgichin b'chaf maznayim kol ikar. We don't pay any attention to the hand of a scale, like the bowl that you put things into on the scale at all. I mean, you can't use the scale for any purpose on Yom Tov. Now, Mishnah Zayin, Ein mashchizin et asakin b'yom tov. We do not sharpen a knife on Yom Tov. So even though one might need the knife to slaughter this animal that we're dividing up on Yom Tov or Erev Yom Tov, you can't do, you know, professional whetstone grade sharpening on this item. It's not exactly directly ochel nefesh, it's machshiri ochel nefesh. It's like one step removed from food preparation. Aval, but the Mishnah says what you could do, masia al gabei chaverta. You can rub it on its friend, meaning another knife. You could sharpen one knife on another knife. Some fancy chefs do this. It doesn't do a geschmack sharpening. It doesn't do a great job, a professional job, but it could help your knife to work better. And finally, the Mishnah comes back to the purchasing of meat on Yom Tov. Lo yomar adam latabach. A man may not say to the butcher, shko li bedinar basar. Weigh out for me, like sell to me, a dinar worth of basar. Now some mafarshim say like he wants to weigh out the dinar on the scale, like using a kli, and some say he's just mentioning the price he's willing to pay, that much of meat. Aval, but what they could do, if a bunch of people want to buy meat, shochet mechalkin benehem. They can have the butcher slaughter an animal and divide it between them, and no one's talking about prices, no one's talking about weights. And then after Yom Tov, they'll say, hey, you got the back leg, we got the front leg, and you got the kishkes, and they'll figure it out after Yom Tov is over. So as long as they're not mentioning prices and weights, they can work it out and return everyone, everyone gets back what they put in and pays the butcher and the owner of the animal, and everything works out. And there's a parallel here to Tu Be'av, when the unmarried women would go out in a borrowed dress. They'd be dancing in a borrowed dress, so they wouldn't embarrass someone who had a less fancy dress. They would borrow a dress from someone else. And of course, Baruch Hashem, they'd make it right after Tu B'Av is over and they got the shidduch and God willing, everything's good. And of course, you return the dress because Am Yisrael's like this. Now, there's another reason that Tu B'Av is very chashuv and is like a day of simcha. And the Gemara brings at the very end of Tainis, Yom Shpsoku Melichros Etzim L'Morcha. They stopped cutting trees for the firewood on the Mizbeach in the temple. And that's actually a really important thing. In the late summer, there's less sunlight, so there'd be more worms in the wood, so it wouldn't be worth cutting the wood. There'd be too many worms. So they stopped cutting the wood. And now the people who were woodcutters and worm checkers and preparing the firewood, they had more time to learn. And at the same time, the days begin to get shorter and the nights begin to get longer. So the Gemara says you want to add on your limud at night. The Rambam famously says you have to learn during the daytime and the nighttime, but rov chokhmaso, most of your wisdom, comes through learning at night. So as the summer months begin to wane right now, it's time to think about what we're doing with our nights and, God willing, add on to our limud Torah, as the Gemara says, the end of Tainis. Yashar kohachem and zay gesund.